It's time for you to wake up. Come on. Wake up, honey. Wake up. Hey, wake up. There you are. Good morning, sunshine. Oh, don't struggle. Come on. You don't have the strength for that. You know, I really love what you've done with this basement. Although the racket was a little much, I think this is definitely up the property value. I'm gonna have to ask for some tips for mine. Let me take off your mouth gag. But no screaming. If you scream, I might have to hurt your sweet little wife over there. She'll be waking up soon. I gave her less of a dose than I gave you. Okay. There you are. Oh, and that gorgeous mouth. Oh, don't fucking fight me. Okay, let me back up a little bit. You're finally mine to deal with what I want. I've been watching you since you moved in. A little over a year now. I think your housewarming party was the first time I decided that you were going to be mine. And I tried so hard for you to notice me. Dressing in those skimpy skirts, stalking you online to find out what your favorite desserts and meals were and bringing them over. Especially on the nights I could hear you fighting with this bitch over here. She's a bitch. Like, you know, don't. We don't have to sugarcoat it, right? It's just you and me for right now. I'll wake her up soon. But I realized the only way that I was going to get close to you was by being just as pathetic as your wife. You taking me in after I got into that little fender bender with her? My greatest work yet. Offering to make us all cocktails after you spent such meaningful time calming us both down. Because you are a problem solver. Your Viagra should be kicking in soon. So I should wake up your wife. Because that's going to be the best part of taking you. Oh, you just look as useless as possible, don't you? Fitting. It must be those doe eyes that just make you irresistible and look past how completely incompetent you are as a wife and a person. I'm going to show you how to properly take care of a man. A man that should be mine. I made sure to not give you as strong a dose. Because I want you to be as coherent as possible when you watch me. I love being watched. Oh. Okay, my love. God, being this close to you. I didn't think this would be possible. But believing in myself has gotten me this far. And I'm so, so happy to be able to finally give you what you deserve. Don't worry about her. She's gonna struggle and she's gonna whine, but that just makes this better. You'll feel exactly how desired you are. In a way that no one else can show you. In your body. Let me unbutton the shirt. So I can finally see. Oh, his beautiful chest. You really are sexy. Does she even tell you that? If she does, I don't think it's with enough conviction. I might fucking cream myself when I finally get to see your cock. Oh, fuck yes. Oh my God. How could you not give this to me? I made sure to wear no panties last time I tried. You could have taken me over the kitchen counter and avoided this situation entirely. If you don't shut the fuck up, God, you can at least keep it down. She pretends she's so fucking committed. No protesting, darling. You're mine. Tonight. I might have to keep you even longer, but, you know, the other neighbors would get suspicious. And by the time I'm done with you, I'll be full of your cum. And a little roughed up. If you don't want me to go to the police, you'll keep quiet. I've been blowing the chief of police for about 6 months now, in preparation for our little rendezvous. Not only is he gonna be pissed that I'm fucking someone else, but you know how he gets. He gets a little power hungry. Can you blame him? Nothing goes on in this boring ass town. Gotta get your kicks somehow. So now, I'm gonna take this very hard cock. It's so pleasing to know that you wanted me all this time. Look how fucking hard you are. Does it turn you on that your wife is watching it? Fuck, you taste good. I bet she never sucks you like this. Not with this hunger and appreciation. Oh, how fucking delicious you are. Do you see this, you dumb cunt? Using my tongue. juicy lips to work the head. Nice and sloppy. Oh, are you bucking up into my mouth? You want to feel my throat? You see that? Soon, this will be a regular occurrence. Well, don't fight it. I feel you throbbing. When was the last time you came in her? Wow, sounds like a dead bedroom to me. Give your cum to someone who deserves it. Flood my mouth. Holy fuck. I definitely need more of that. Fuck. God, and you're still hard as a fucking rock. But I need you inside my pussy. You know, she's kind of like the perfect background noise. Oh, but I haven't been taking the pill. So, okay. You know what? I'm gonna up the ante. You need to text me that I was the best pussy in mouth that you've ever had, and you can't wait to do it again. Or else, I won't take plan B. And you will fucking come inside me. Because I've waited too fucking long for you to fill me. And your fucking idiot wife hasn't been draining you. If she had been, you wouldn't be so raring to go into me tight little pussy. Right? Oh, fuck. You're stretching me so much. I haven't given anyone my pussy in so long. I made sure that it was only my mouth so I could save myself for you. Oh, you see how my pussy's gripping him? Maybe if you did some more kegels, your sloppy pussy would be able to take care of him, and he wouldn't want to fuck me as bad as he does. I'm gonna unblind your hands because I want you to grab my tits and my ass. I need your hands all over me so I can feel all of you. There. Touch me. Oh, yes. Tell me you love me. Tell me. Oh, I love you too. I love you so much. I love your cock. Your body. I can't imagine fucking you any other way. Oh, fuck. Oh, do you feel me clenching down on you? Oh, airtight, just for you. Just so I can milk every drop out of your cock. Now fill me. Show me my pussy is better than anyone else's. Including your pathetic fucking wife's. Yes, baby, look me in the eyes. Fucking fill me. Yes. Now, here's your phone. Unlock it and send me that text. Or get ready to pay child support in about 9 months. Yeah. Well, thank you, my love. Now to decide if I stay here and ride more come out of you or go upstairs and make you some snacks. We both know that bitch doesn't season her food. Oh. Now, I may need you from time to time to just come next door and fill me with a load. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Regardless of whatever the fuck this bitch wants.
Literally an ornament, nothing more. This has been the greatest night of my life. And I can't wait to have more nights just like this. I love you. so much.